In this week's parasha, we learn about the laws of Metzorah. Chazal say Metzorah is composed of two words, Moitzi Ra, speaking evil. Someone afflicted with Tziras experienced it as a divine sign of punishment for the sin of speaking Lashon Hara. So how does a person purify themselves from Tziras? So the Pasuk tells us that in order for the purification process of the Metzorah to begin, they must bring two birds to the Beis HaMikdash. But something very strange happens. The Kohen does not sacrifice both birds, as would be the case with other Kabbalists. Only one of the birds was sacrificed and they performed all of the purification rituals with it, but the second bird was set free. As the Sfasemas, what's the purpose of bringing the second bird and letting it fly away? Why bring it to the Beis HaMikdash in the first place? And the Sfasemas teaches us a powerful lesson. Tziras, as we know, comes on a person for slanderous speech. So a person might think, I'll live my life as a hermit, as a recluse. I'll buy a house on top of the mountain somewhere, and I'll isolate myself from society and not interact with anyone. That way, I'll never risk speaking Lashon Hara again. So we teach him, this is not the Torah's approach. This is the wrong attitude. We tell him, continue living your life like before. Be involved with the community. Just eliminate the Lashon Hara. So we symbolize this by sacrificing the first bird, representing the destruction of evil speech. The second bird is brought to the Beis HaMikdash to teach him an important lesson. Don't live in isolation. Go on with your life. Continue interacting with the world, but with friendly and gracious speech. And we symbolize this message by setting the second bird free. And this teaches him, don't withdraw from people. Keep connecting with others. Keep speaking. About what? Share positive words. Offer compliments, share words of chizik and encouragement. There's a fascinating idea from the Targum Yonis on this pasuk. He says, the reason the Metzorah brings a second bird and then it is set free is because if the Metzorah sins again, if he starts speaking Lashon Hara again, the bird that was set free will come back to this man's house as a reminder that he should do tshuva and refrain from speaking Lashon Hara. It's as if the bird is flying around and he's watching him, reminding him to stay vigilant. Truly fascinating idea from the Targum Yonis. I recently read this incredible story that took place in Eretz Yisrael. One day, this person wakes up in the morning and he hears a bird continuously pecking away on the window of his house. He tried all different tactics to chase away the bird, but nothing he did succeeded in getting rid of the bird. He called exterminators, he called experts, but no matter what he did, the bird kept on coming back, and it was very annoying. It was waking up his kids. This went on for a few weeks. The bird was relentless. It would not give up. Finally, after a few weeks of being tortured by this bird with no end in sight, he went to the Koisel to daven, to ask Hashem to show him what to do to solve this problem. He understood that this was some sort of message from Shemayim, but he couldn't figure out what it was. While he was davening by the Koisel and saying Tillim, he suddenly remembered this idea from the Targum Yonis. The reason the second bird is set free is because if the Metzorah starts speaking Lashon Hara again, the bird will come back to his house as a reminder to stop speaking Lashon Hara. He then remembered, my family had a custom to learn two halachas of Lashon Hara every day, but recently we were preparing for a wedding. With all the preparations and all the commotion, we neglected to learn the daily halachas. Even after the wedding had passed, we never restarted our Shmiras HaLashon Shir. So the man rushed home, convinced that this was finally the answer to their problem. And that day, the family resumed their previous custom to learn two halachas of Lashon Hara every day. The next morning, the bird came to the window, but it just sat there and he watched, without pecking at the window. After that day, the bird never came back again. Rav Siegel, the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, was a great advocate for the study of Shmiras HaLashon, following the teachings of the Chafetz Chaim. He once said, he never saw a person that learns two halachas of Shmiras HaLashon every day that did not see incredible Yeshuas in their life. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.